The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome to what might be the last game of the season for the Chillsburg Tigers. It will be for one of these two teams, as it's a tall task tonight coming to Hale County to take on the Wildcats, who are third in the state. The Wildcats are 16-7 overall, Childersburg 17-13. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. We'll have more of that, plus your starting lineups and your tip in about 12 and a half minutes. You're listening to it right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Hale County High School. Dave McCurley along with my color partner, KJ McCurley, as we are set for sub-region action. The winner of this game will go to Montgomery to play at Alabama State on Wednesday at 10:30. It's Childersburg and the Hale County Wildcats, and KJ coming in here tonight. You can look right out here in front of us. One thing that we definitely are tonight is undersized.
Yeah, you know, that's always a challenge when you're undersized as a basketball team, but –
there are some other areas that, you know, Coach Johnson and this staff have feel like they can exploit, and we'll get to some of those later. But, you know, Childersburg, if they're anything at 17-13, as opposed to Hale County at 17-7, if there's anything that kind of weighs in Childersburg's favor, I think it might be that they're a little more battle-tested. You look at some of the games that they've went through earlier on in the year, not even in the region. Their non-region schedule was brutal, and then they had a very competitive region, of course, Midfield taking that title. But, you know, this is a cross-region game that, hey, it's going to be tough to come in here and win. These guys are number three in 3A for a reason. But, you know, this is a game, the longer you let a team like Childersburg, who is battle-tested, stay around into the second half, who knows?
Yeah, and they have lost seven games. They're not invincible. They're 17-7. Childersburg 17-13. Well, last year, KJ could not go with me. I remember I went to Danville by myself, and I stopped along the way and watched Auburn get annihilated by Florida. And then, you know, we go on and lose to Danville and end our season. We just got annihilated by Florida just a little bit ago, and I hope that tonight's game is a little different from last year. We'll see when we come back. We're still about 7.5 minutes away from tip, and we'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. More of the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show when we come back on the Dom Talk Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kix 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network, and you're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. KJ McCurley is going to talk about our Atkinson Holmes keys to the game, and I got a feeling that one of them is going to be what the Auburn Tigers got beat in today, and that's rebounding.
Well, Auburn got beat in several areas, one of which was rebounding for sure, but you know, that's always a factor, especially being undersized. You're going to need your guards to also box out as well. It'll have to be a five-man effort. Sheely and Truss, Ferriman, Devin, whoever comes in the backcourt is going to have to box out as well. And I think another key is anything you can do to wear this bunch down, you can look at them and tell that they passed the eye
eye test with athleticism. They're going to want to get up and down the floor and run. So when they get on offense, not in a fast break, the Tigers really need to try to wear them out. Good, tough, on-ball defense. Make them go 5-6 passes before getting a decent look. Contest everything. And on offense, the biggest key for me is who's going to step up with Seneca Shealy. That's been the story this year. Shealy's really been the one bright spot consistently on offense, but we've seen Calhoun have good games lately, Brandon Calhoun. We've seen Tay Ferriman start to get better on the offensive end. You know, they have capable guys. It's just a matter of who's going to step up in the scoring effort, and the defensive pressure has got to be there.
Putting it all together tonight, and I'll tell you, these guys are big, but they're going to shoot the three. One thing I will tell you before we go to our last break, they've got 12 people on this roster. One freshman, one sophomore, and 10 juniors. Yep. No seniors on this team, and that includes their big star, 6'7", number 4, Gage Mayfield. We'll talk about him when we come back. That's going to do it for our Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. When we come back, KJ McCurley will have the starting lineups and your tip right here on the home of the Domtar, Tiger Sports Network.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you for that. While we've got just a second, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Tonight's winner goes to Montgomery to the regional tournament at Alabama State, plays on Wednesday. Tell you what, let's step aside. They're going to play the national anthem, which I really like. We'll step aside while they do that. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos and Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3.
Not many places you see the national anthem, and now the starting lineup's being called out. KJ, you've already got them for both teams.
Yeah, we'll start with this hometown squad. Five juniors in the starting lineup. You mentioned that huge junior class. Number one, Zamarian Johnson. Number three, Tristan Perry. And five, Kareem Ward will be the backcourt. And down low, we already talked about Gage Mayfield, the star of the show, and Omar Lewis as well, rounding it out for Hill County. Childersburg going with some different looks tonight, but Seneca Sheely and Tay Fairman will be the backcourt once again. Devin Williams out there at the three, and they'll have Brandon Calhoun and Tay Truss at the four and five. No Duke Fairman in the starting lineup tonight. Don't know if we'll see him a lot, but for now, we'll go with Tay Truss and Brandon Calhoun. And, you know, I like the fact that Coach Johnson is showing some faith in the guys that have been playing better lately. You know, it's a tough ask here against this athletic squad, but you play good. Our season's on the line. We need our best foot forward.
Absolutely. And, of course, Coach Antoine Butler of Hale County, as I mentioned, 17-7 on the year. And, of course, your head coach, Johnny Johnson of the Tigers, 17-13. And I got to mention one thing before we get started. The principal here, Mr. Garner, absolutely fabulous to us. They've worked well with us. I've talked to him several times on the phone this week. He even told us where were some good places to go and eat. We stopped and had a bite over here on the way and watched an Auburn team get beat. But now it's time for the Childersburg Tigers to shine, KJ, or we'll turn our attentions to baseball and softball.
Yeah, and I think the key for these Tigers is how you're going to start this first quarter. We've seen Childersburg either really help themselves this year with great first quarters, or we've seen Childersburg really hurt themselves this year with horrendous first quarters. Which Childersburg team shows up out of the gate? You've got to set the tone early. You can probably expect Hale County, as you said, to get the threes up in volume, and looks like we're going to go with Calhoun, Brandon, to try to tip this thing off.
Yeah, he'll be tipping it off with a big disadvantage. Gage Mayfield, you'll hear that name a lot. The 6'7 junior being touted by a lot of people in this state to play at the next level, but he's still got another year to play. The ball is in the air. We're underway. Hale County will have first crack at it. They'll get it in the corner. Wide open three is good. And I believe that was Omar Lewis on the three. And quickly the Wildcats lead it 3-0. And they've got that big, look at this, big Gage Mayfield out in front of a 3-2 zone. They're going to make it hard for us to shoot over. We get it in the corner to Brandon Calhoun. His three is no good. Backside rebound to Hale County, and here come the Wildcats. They'll get it in the corner to the big man Mayfield, and guess what? Look at the big man, Tay Truss, stepping in there and taking a charge.
Excellent job by Tay Truss. He's done that several times this year. But going back to that first possession, Dad, I really like the execution. Good look in the corner for a guy that's been shooting it at a higher clip lately. You like to see those looks. Those are the ones we've got to drop in, though.
Now, with Gage Mayfield with one foul up at the top of the key, do you pressure him by trying to drive by him? I think so.
It completely changes the way he can play on-ball defense.
Here's Tay Fairman. He'll get it to Seneca Sheely inside. Now back outside. Brandon Calhoun again. His shot way off. And the rebound, Omar Lewis. They'll get it. Left side three for Zamarion Johnson, his shot no good. Childersburg doing a good job with defense, but then they turn it over, and here's a breakaway slam dunk by Zamarion Johnson, and the Cats lead it 5-0.
Yeah, he's technically a three in this lineup, and he's really not that much bigger than Devin Williams, and he dunked that thing with ease. Just the type of athleticism you're going up against today.
And three-pointer top of the key by Scoop, no good. And there's the alley-oop. They try to Gage Mayfield, no good. Childersburg's go down the floor with a quick transition-style bucket. The bucket is no good, but Devontae Fairman's going to be fouled.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to have to do. Anytime you get them to make a mistake, Childersburg has got to push the issue on the offensive end. Try to get these guys wore out and in some foul trouble, and you're seeing that pay off so far. Let's see if Tay can help us at the free throw line for our first points.
That foul on Kareem Ward, and you'll hear me say the junior all night because that's all their team is Tay cannot hit a free throw. They've got 10 juniors, one freshman, one sophomore.
Boy, between Auburn and that first attempt, man, what's for free throws today?
They're just not wanting to go. Tay gets one of two and gets us on the board. It's 5-1 Wildcats. Here comes Omar Lewis with the basketball. He'll get it in the corner. They'll pop up another three, and it is good with Kareem Ward. They're going to shoot the three, and they're two of three from it so far.
Yeah, they're not even hesitating. They're not trying to move the ball. They're just whoever's open from three, they're shooting. And if I'm Childersburg, I'm putting that in the back of my mind and going to a zone of myself.
There's a wild shot being put up by Childersburg to no avail. Quick bucket at the other end by Tristan Perry, and it's 10-1. Look for Coach Johnson to maybe get a timeout as we throw it away again. Wow, we're just not looking sharp on the offensive side so far at all. And here come the Wildcats again. No timeouts yet. Long three-pointer being put up and missed. Ball saved in bounds nicely by Devin Williams.
Excellent double-team box out by Sheely and Truss on that.
They boxed the big man Gage Mayfield out. We get it to Scoop. Back to Devontae. They'll get it inside, and that's going to be a foul. And if that's on Mayfield, that's two quick ones on him as Tay Truss rolled down the lane. Nice pass by Fairman to get it to him. No, they're going to call the foul on Omar Lewis, so
we can't get that lucky.
Well, but quickly now, the Wildcats still have three guys that are in that have all got a foul apiece. And look at what they're doing here. They're already got a man already down here in front of us in this corner being Zamarion Johnson.
And Tay is no good at his first free throw. Well, one of three in a game where we're really not doing anything from the field so far is not going to get it.
No, you got to hit these free ones, and he gets one of two. 50% as we're two of four is not going to get it done tonight. A drive by Perry, and that's got to be – they're going to call a foul. And they bailed him out of there. The foul's going to be on Devin Williams, and that should have been a traveling call right there.
Yeah, there's no question about that, Dad. Absolutely no contact on that drive. Not a good call.
Happened right in front of us. Here's Hale County. They'll get a drive, get it into Omar Lewis. Now, that time that was a foul as we rake Lewis across the arm, and that's going to go against Tay Truss. I look for us to maybe get Hezekiah Parker in there.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to see him at some point. Again, we don't know the availability of Duke Fairman. Coach's decision to not start him tonight. Still not sure if he's going to see the floor, but if he doesn't, especially you think Hezekiah at some point would have to come in and spell Tay Truss.
It's a very talented team, and Lewis, did he get the free? I think he crossed the line. That's a violation, and now you're going to see a little bit of full-court pressure. 11-2 in the first almost three minutes of the game, and here comes a 2-2-1 full-court press. Now we got to get it across the mid-court line, and they'll get it to Truss. Nice ball movement to Scoop. From about there, we're just not seeing the goal very well, as that ball didn't hit anything. Here comes Hale County with the save inbound, the rebound. They get it in the corner. Three-pointer put up and no good by Kareem Ward. Childersburg out fast. a head fake. Nice job. Look at Tay in there scrapping. Couldn't get the tip. Tay Fairman. Here comes Hale County the other way.
Can't really fault him. He's trying to get a good look in transition there.
Well, he had to try to get it over that big 6'7". And I'll tell you, the guy that's killing us right now is Omar Lewis as he hits another three, and it's a 12-point Hale County lead. We're not going to stay up if we can't get to these three-point shooters. Another steal by Hale County. Perry will lay it in, and it is 16-2. T.D. Smith to get up off the Tiger bench. Here comes that 2-2-1 press again. Fairman to Seneca, top of the key. To Brandon, left wing, back to Seneca.
A lot of contact on the perimeter right now. They are really letting Hale County play.
Sheely from a long way out. Hey, he got it to go. 16-5.
Yeah, first field goal. Needed that one horribly bad.
Another three-pointer being put up, this time missed by Zamarion Johnson. Here comes Tate Fairman. They get it in the corner. Sheely, can he get it again? No. Nope. This backside rebound going to Lewis. Here comes the Wildcats. Lewis going all the way in the lane. That should have been a call one way or the other.
Yeah, come on now. That's obvious contact one way or the other, as you said.
He run all over Tay Truss. No call. He gets the bucket. It's 18-5.
Weather the storm. Just keep trying to get good looks. You know, each time down the floor so far, we've, for the most part, had good looks when we've not turned it over.
Devin Williams gets an open look from three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Hale County's Ward. Here he comes. Top of the key, he's going to make a move. Kicks it over to a long three by the big man that time. He will shoot him out there. Gage Mayfield, no good.
That's all any of them are going to do. Yeah, you know, it's,
there's a runner by Scoop, or by Tate Fairman, no good. And that's going to be a foul on Devin Williams. That's going to be two fouls on him as he tried to stop Omar Lewis. I'll tell you right now, I am impressed with the big man a little bit in the form of Gage Mayfield. But if you want to be just downright honest with it, Omar Lewis has been our thorn.
Yeah, he's the one that's really being aggressive and intentional with his drives. And, you know, not as big as Gage Mayfield height-wise, but Omar is still a pretty good, I'd say at least 6'3.5" or 6'4". And he can really shoot it. And it's second or third made free throw. And he's also got in the paint and set his teammates up, too. He's just been a really good player so far.
Devin Williams, Tate Truss exit the game. And as KJ mentioned, first time, Duke Fairman will come into the game as well as T.D. Smith. Gives us a little more shooting, gives us a little more rebounding and shot-blocking ability on the floor. And two free throws made by Lewis, and it's now 20-5. I mean, we expected that this was going to be tough, but KJ, I mean, Hale County's hitting everything they want to throw up right now, and I think they're going to make one of the...
Yeah, it's a substitution infraction.
Yeah, that should be a technical foul.
Yeah, if the only substitution infraction in basketball I'm aware of is if you come in before...
No, I'll tell you what happened. They only had five on the floor, but one of them had to leave because of, I think, was bleeding. And he had to come out of the game, and that was... I think that's going to be Jordan Lewis. That's another Lewis. Lord knows we don't need more than one.
Sheely missed a corner three. Really good look halfway down, but Hale County tips it out of bounds. We retain possession.
We get it in the corner again to Sheely. He'll pull up just inside the three-point line. He just cannot do it. That was a block from behind on the rebound by Brandon Calhoun. His shot was blocked by Gage Mayfield. Here's Hale County. This is the first time they've slowed anything down. Now they shoot it again with less than that's another foul. It's an over the back on Gage Mayfield, and that's quickly two fouls on him. And he will come out of the game and be replaced by Kareem Ward.
Yeah, you know, 20-5 so far, some really good shooting in the first few minutes, but I got to be honest, Dad, that if we are able to find any kind of offense and slow these guys down, they're not invincible, and they're extremely undisciplined from what I've seen so far. Their offense is the same thing. They're going to try to drive and kick and get a rhythm three. Go to a zone, and that dissipates.
Well, here we go with the basketball. T.D. Smith, a long three. It goes off the backboard. I mean, we're not even close on our shots.
And we're shooting entirely too early. Man, make three or four rhythm passes. You know, shot clock in high school. You take advantage.
Long three by Hale County, no good. Look at Duke Fairman. He's making his mark right quick away. Rips down the rebound. Minute and a half to go. First quarter, 15-point Hale County lead.
Big minute and a half. If we're able to get a few buckets, I think we can still fight our way back in this first half.
Get it to TD. Not a good pass to Seneca. They're just not looking crisp. They get it across the court. Seneca's got it. Now left wing it goes to Devontae. Inside to
go.
TD. And boy, they had a nice thought to Tay Fairman, but it got knocked out of bounds by Hale County. They may be a little too quick for that, but it was a nice thought.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to have to do is try to get the ball into the middle so you can get a kick-out pass or a foul like that should have been.
Duke
gets
Fairman.
The roll.
I mean, he muscled that thing up, and like KJ said, should have been an
sure
and
how
one.
That's not a foul.
They'll get another look at a three, pass it up, around the corner it goes, in the corner. Now they'll shoot the three, and it's good. With Kareem Ward. I mean, they just got about five guys out there, and they just work it around until they find that guy that gets the trigger. And it is 23-7. Threes and twos aren't going to – you're not going to catch up even when you're hitting twos and giving up threes. Here's another one, and it's good. I mean, this is Brandon Lockwood, who's just checked into the game. They're – fifth guy who's hit a three already in the first quarter, and there's going to be a foul. And I think this may go against Kareem Ward, and if that's so, I believe that's two fouls on Kareem.
Yeah, and it is on Ward. That's arguably the two best players for Hale County so far, outside of Omar Lewis, who's still out there as well.
And Tay just can't find the range on anything right now. Omar Lewis checks back in for Kareem Ward. And it is a 19-point advantage with 17 seconds to go in the quarter.
Why did they make Hezekiah Parker come sit back down?
Well, because I'm not sure. He may be coming in for the shooter.
But he can stay crouched down at the table. That's
not sure.
That's not how that rule works, but all right.
Devontae Fairman missed both free throws. You just can't afford to miss free throws when playing a team like this. And a long three-pointer off the front iron. Are we going to get a shot up, TD? They won't. They will. And is it good? No. It goes off the back iron. We are at the end of one quarter of play. 26-7. It's all Hale County right now. You're listening to the Domtar Tigers Sports Network.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with the Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PiñataMexicanGrill.com.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Well, Childersburg will have it as we start this second quarter, and I hope it's better than the first quarter. 26-7. Hale County, we knew they were good, but they look invincible right now. T.D. Smith got raked on the arm, no call. They'll get it in the corner, three-pointer, no good. And I tell you, we are just enamored with that three-point line. Hale County can't get the transition bucket to go, but they're going to get a foul on the rebound.
Yeah, over the backs are legal, but we can't bump anybody to try to get position.
Well, I'm going to say this, too. That foul's on the floor. And they'll get the ball underneath their own bucket. But I got to tell you something, KJ. We're shooting three-pointers, and that's not our forte.
It's not, but against this length and this zone, you've got to take advantage of your open looks. I mean, we've got good open looks. They're just not going in. And on the opposite side, Hale County's hitting everything they throw up and then some. When you're in a game like this, you've just got to find a way to loosen the zone, be it a made three, be it getting into the lane and hitting a floater. You've got to find a way to get them off of you.
Well, we've got Hezekiah Parker in the game, and he's standing on the baseline. He needs to get to the middle of the zone. We get in there. Couldn't get the shot to go. Fight for it is Seneca Sheely. Couldn't get that to go. He gets another rebound. Kicks it back out to Devontae Fairman. That's where we need to go, to Hezekiah. Kicks it back out to Seneca. Seneca's drive, and there's going to be a foul, I think, on Hale County. I thought he got away with a travel.
He got tripped before while that travel was ensuing. Yep. And that's what happens whenever you drive the lane intentionally. Even if you don't hit the first shot, five guys going up after the ball can only mean good things for your basketball team.
Get it in, big Hezekiah. His turnaround can't go. Saved inbounds by Omar Lewis. The foul, that last foul, was on Chris Edwards. And here we go, as Hale County gets about an eight-footer.
Not a good shot.
Zamarion Johnson off the back iron. Childersburg with a rebound. They're trapping even on a missed shot. We get it cross court. Here's Brandon Calhoun. You got to take those open shots. He drives in and gets a better look. Still can't hit it. We just are ice cold. Ice cold. And they throw it up underneath the bucket. Get it back out in this corner right in front of us as we are at the corner of the gym at our Childersburg sports table. And that miss by Zamarion Johnson. Here comes Childersburg with a rebound. Sheely to Calhoun, down inside to TD. He can't get it. There's Hezekiah to tip it back in. 29-9. It's a 20-point lead. Johnson, his shot from 6 feet, no good. And I'll tell you one thing. If we can start hitting shots, like you said, they're not going to take their time on offense.
No.
And that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a very clean, disciplined-looked offense. And we're continuing to get rhythm looks against their defense. They're just not falling.
And they'll shoot it again real quick. And that is Brandon Lockwood with a three, no good. And Seneca Sheely has it stripped away on his chance for a fast break opportunity, to no avail. 5:22 to go until halftime, 29-9. And into the game for the first time for Coach Antoine Butler is going to be Kavion Ryans.
Well, sometimes in boxing, when a fighter gets hit in the mouth early, you've got to try to find a way to just weather it and hang in as a boxer. And this is no exception. It's 29-9. If they're able to even get this thing to 15-14 at the half, it would be feasible for a comeback, but a backcourt violation.
Yeah, we were close to the backcourt, and then he caught the ball, and then he stepped back into the backcourt after catching it in the front court. That is a violation. However, I was going to tell you, Mayfield back in the game. He's got the ball. Hezekiah's in this game, and Mayfield's back down on him like he was down there. We need to go right at him.
They'll I agree.
Kick it around. This is their longest ball movement of the game so far. Three-pointer put up no good by Hale County.
And you see the disadvantage of their offense with all those long threes. Nobody in rebounding position.
And that was another slap on the wrist. No call as Seneca Sheely loses it. They're going to get it and try a alley-oop. And Mayfield knew he couldn't dunk it, but he gathered it in and stuck it in the bucket. And it's 31-9. Shot by Seneca Sheely from the free throw line, no good. Rebound to Hale County. Here come the Wildcats. This here's Lockwood. He's going to be on his way to the goal. Can't get the dipsy doodle shot to go. And here comes Seneca Sheely.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
They finally are going to call what I think is a, they call it a blocking foul, but that's not a blocking foul. That's a reach in. There's no such thing really as a reach in, but I'm telling you, that's a call that should have been made about 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, you can't really just grab somebody's arm and hold it down the floor like you're holding your wife's hand going into the restaurant. That's what that looked like, and you can't do that. So good to see that whistle finally made.
Tay Truss back into the game for Hezekiah Parker. Hezekiah played well, got 2 points, got a couple of rebounds.
Good. That was really good patience by Tay. He just overshot it.
He went up against Mayfield, knowing Mayfield's got 2 fouls. He didn't get challenged, but he couldn't get the shot to go. Here's Lockwood on the other end. They'll give it around the horn. It goes inside to Mayfield on the block, back outside to Lockwood for a three. And they're not hitting everything like they were to start this game, but however, they have a 22-point lead. Here's Brandon Calhoun from the baseline. Good.
Hey, that's got to feel good for him.
Yeah. See one go in from about 12 feet. It's a 20-point Hale County lead, 3:35 to go until halftime. Long three-pointer, and this is the fifth guy to hit a three for them in the first half. This one, Nicholas Webb. I mean, you can tell that's their M.O. What did they do in pregame right out here in front of us, KJ? They shot the three, every one of them, and that's a good up-and-under move.
Smith with a professional big up-and-under move. You love seeing it.
And Mayfield will drive baseline to lay it in. We can't trade buckets with them.
No.
36-13, 23-point lead. TD from the free throw line. That should have been the third foul on Mayfield, and there's no call. He misses the bucket and the rebound to Hale County.
Push off.
Yeah, they get away with a push off, long three-pointer. Bye.
Over the back.
Yeah, that's going to be the third one on Mayfield right there.
No, that wasn't. That was like they're going to get number zero, Brandon Lockwood.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That long three-pointer was by Kavion Ryans.
I mean, they're not even trying to pass the ball, get in rhythm. They don't care where they're at. They're just shooting the ball. I mean, it's almost like the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry, Clay, and KD. I mean, that's all they're even trying to do.
Seneca gets a good look from the top. Bounces around. No good. That should have been an over-the-back on Mayfield, and they don't get the call. Here's Ryans to Mayfield inside. Is that a charge? It is. That's the third foul on Mayfield, and two of them have been taken by Tay Truss.
And you see Coach Johnny Johnson loves seeing that fired up, and they've not sent any. Yeah, now they do. It looked like they were going to let him ride for the rest of the half, but number 12, Chris Edwards, is going to come in.
And we got a long way to make up, but that is a huge foul call right there on their best player.
Yeah.
6'7", Gage Mayfield picking up his third foul with 2:15 to go.
And these are 2:15 that you have to win if you're Childersburg. You have to.
Tay Fairman, bless his heart, he's turnaround jump shot just way out of the way. They come down, shoot it quick, can't get it to go. Here comes Seneca Sheely with it. Cross court to Tay. Inside to Brandon Calhoun. Back outside, Seneca Sheely for three. See, we've got to shoot that shot with Brandon Calhoun at the free throw line instead of throwing it out for a three, because we're not shooting threes. We can't. That's not our forte. And they are playing us right out of our game plan. And this is the longest they've held it without anybody getting a shot in the whole first half.
And if they had any more discipline or a better ran offense, this could be a much worse lead for them.
Absolutely.
They've really not even played smart.
They miss a layup with Chris Edwards, but it's tipped back in by Brandon Lockwood. 38-13, a 25-point lead. Fairman, left wing to Seneca Sheely. Tay Truss, he don't need to shoot no three, and he makes one. How about that?
He's the one that puts it in. How about it? Minute to go, still 22, play defense.
Long three-pointer, Nicholas Webb. I mean,
drive and kick.
Right now, they're winning the battle because they're hitting those three-pointers. Seneca Sheely's four-foot shot, no good. In every way, but not. Long three-pointer, Hale County in and out. That one did everything but go in. And here's Tay Fairman to Seneca Sheely. Cross court it goes. Brandon Calhoun from about 4 feet, no good. Gets it back, puts it up, no good. I'm telling you, that thing's got a lid on it down there on the other end. Another long three-pointer, this one good by Brandon Lockwood. I'd like to know how many threes they've hit in this first half. They've got 44 points. And there's a steal. They'll get it off, and it almost went in from half court. We are at halftime, and it has been about as poor of a performance from these Tigers shooting-wise that you could imagine, and just as good on the other side for Hale County, 44-16. We'll step aside and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network.
Discover adventure and team-building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the Lion and Phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-thru to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Hale County High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you courtside here. Yeah. What else can you say? I mean, the three-point barrage is on for them, and it was never found for us.
Yeah, you look at the scoreboard, one side looks like shooting practice. The other side looks like they scrimmaged the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm telling you what, man, this has been a really difficult first half for these guys to play in, as well as for us to call it. The big thing is for Childersburg, not really the barrage of threes. Yeah, you know, that's what they were going to do. And some of them have been good shots. Some of them have been poor defense. But for the most part, I thought we'd been in good position. Tay Truss drew two charges on their best player. There's been some bright spots defensively. And the few times that you saw them really pass the ball five or six times and have to work, they didn't make the shot. And on the other end, it's just like we're settling for the first open three we get because open looks are so hard to come by. And if that's the only thing, in my opinion, that's really holding us back on offense is that we can't make anything. And when we drive it, we can't get foul calls.
Well, let's be honest. All season long, really all last year, Seneca Shealy is a guy that can make three-pointers from time to time. He generally shoots a good percentage. But the rest of us need to learn how to hit that 10 to 12 to 14-foot jump shot because other teams are just giving them to you. And, I mean, if you can't hit them, you're not – I mean, we have struggled offensively in just about every game this year.
You have to make the defense respect something and take something away. And right now they're not having to take away our inside, really, because we're not really getting the ball there unless it's off a rebound here and there. Hezekiah did a good job of that when he came in, as well as Tay Truss. But outside of that, you know, we've not got the ball in the lane at all. And because of that, you know, it's going to make it guard-oriented, and they're pressing. Shealy as well as – as well as Tay Ferriman, and even Brandon Calhoun, who has been shooting very well lately, have just been so out of sync tonight, and it's not been anything that they've done defensively. We've just not, in my opinion, saw and been in the right spots.
Well, you're right, and let me say this too. Okay, you're down 28 points at halftime. Chances are you may not come back and win this game unless things just turn around dramatically. But here's the thing. You got a young team. You know you're not going to have Tay Truss. You're not going to have T.D. Smith next year. And, of course, Torrey Wells hadn't even played. Those are only three seniors. So can I tell you what I would do? And I'm not trying to be a coach here, but put Hezekiah down on the block with Duke Fairman on the other side, and let's go to work and see what we can create inside for next year. Because
I agree.
You know you're going to have Tay Fairman, Jacob Johnson, and Seneca Sheely next year. Let's work on getting that ball inside, even if we don't come back and win this game. That way, going into next year, you know what you got, and you know what you got to work with.
Or you could always just do the old San Antonio Spurs handoff until a backdoor cut comes open. How many times did Greg Popovich make living off of that? Just Tony Parker and Ginobili and all of them out there handing it off, and eventually somebody gets open for a backdoor cut, and it's a high-percentage offense.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to step aside. That'll be the end of our Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. When we come back, we'll have second half action for you, and we hope that it is better than first half action. 44-16, Chippewasburg trails Hale County in the sub-regional championship here to see who goes to Montgomery. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Are you or someone elderly you know needing a little extra help? Consider Spring Terrace Assisted Living, where every day is a new beginning. Imagine living rooms warmed by fireplaces, porches that stretch like the days of summer, and gardens that bloom with possibilities. Indulge in restaurant-style dining, spruce up at our on-site salon, and tailor your daily fun with crafts and activities. Isn't it time you embraced your golden years with the care you deserve? Call 256-245-6611 to schedule a tour. Spring Terrace Assisted Living, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with a mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Getting ready for third quarter action. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. It has been all Hale County, 44-16. They'll open it up with the ball to start the third quarter. This here is Perry got away with a push, and then he got away with a foul on the rebound, but his shot wouldn't go. Nice rebound by Tate Truss. Tate Truss has played well tonight, son. And here's a shot put up by Tate Truss is no good. Devin Williams couldn't get the tip in, and Hale County gets the rebound. They do have Big Mayfield on the floor with three fouls. Long three-pointer by them will not go. They'll get the rebound and put back with Omar Lewis. He's been really the star of the show.
Yeah, it really any of them that's had open looks, they've just shot the ball. That's really all that they've done.
And we get, that was a set yes. play right there. And we get Seneca Shealy a look from about 8 feet on the baseline, and it's good.
Yeah, you're going to have to do more of that and get these guys off balance. Make them respect you on the offensive end.
Mayfield will get an open look from top of the key. Air ball. They save
How
it
How is
in
that
bounds.
Not out of bounds?
Well, it must not have been, and they'll get it in. And they get a drive down the lane by Zamarion Johnson, and it's a 30-point lead, 48-18. Drive by Tay Fairman, no good. He gets his own rebound, can't get it to go. Gets another. Look at the little man, littlest man on the court. He can't get it to go. We get another rebound with Tay Truss. Kick it outside to Seneca. His 12-foot jump shot baseline, no good. Here comes Hale County. A wraparound dribble by Omar. Look at Brandon Calhoun back to knock that ball out of bounds.
The efforts definitely went up a little bit at the intensity as well. That first possession on the offensive rebound was just a bad break. And Hale County calls a timeout up 30.
Yeah, they'll call a 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
30-second timeout for Coach Antoine Butler, and let's see if it has any effect on what he told his Wildcats. Step back three, nicely contested, was not a shot by Mayfield. And they'll give it to Perry, and Perry will try a drive down the left side, and I'm going to be honest with you. That's going to be on Tay Fairman, and I don't have a problem with that call, but call that on both ends.
Yeah, amen to that.
That has been a staple of Hale County's pushing on defense, and now another three by Johnson, and it's just been a three barrage, as KJ mentioned tonight, for the Wildcats. Here's Devin Williams. He'll get it. Left side. Now back to Seneca Shealy. He'll run people through. They're wanting to overload that right side. Get it to Devin Williams. He'll drive back to Seneca. Gets a good look. He's got the big man on him. 12-foot shot, no good. And bodies going everywhere. They just threw poor old Duke Fairman.
Omar Lewis elbowed him in the back of the head.
And because of that, they get an open man down the floor, and that's Kareem Ward. How was there no call on that?
I'm not saying that was intentional because I don't think it was. But what I am going to say is that was right in front of the official. And for that to not even get any kind of a whistle, that says what you need to know.
And Ward hits a three. It is ballooned, and we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Dom Tar Tigers Sports Network.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
KJ, you and I were discussing in that timeout, it's not going to really matter scoring-wise, but something's got to be called there. You're going to get somebody hurt.
Like we said, I don't think it was intentional, but what I'm saying is there wasn't much restraint on the player's part, and the baseline official was standing right there smiling at the whole thing. It's just not a good look. That's all I'm going to say.
It is a 36-point lead, and there's a steal by Hale County on the trap. They'll get it down to Mayfield.
Good job, Brandon Calhoun, for stopping that fast break.
Yeah.
These guys are playing hard, man. I know it doesn't look like that on the scoreboard as Gage Mayfield driving a baby dunk, you'd say, but, I mean, hey.
And we missed a guy underneath there, but we're moving the ball. And like KJ said, these guys are playing hard. To get it inside, turn around Duke. He had a layup. Kick it to the other side. There's Tay Fairman from about 14 feet. No good.
Yeah, not a good shot.
And they'll get it down in the corner to Johnson. Back to a long three by Kareem Ward.
That's his fourth.
I tell you, they've got four guys who can really, really smoke it.
And they've got three in this game with three or more makes.
And, I mean, it is a 41-point lead.
And the starters are still on the floor.
And, you got to work on things. I understand why their starter's still out there. He'll empty his bench here before long as Brandon Calhoun hits one in the middle of the lane. Long three-pointer by Hale County. No good that time off the hands of Zamarion Johnson. Here's Tay Fairman, that's what you got to do right there. Drive the basketball, get them in foul trouble. Now you got to go and make your two free throws.
Yeah, you got to make the two free throws. It just be wonderful if stuff like that was called in the, first two quarters. But, here we are.
That foul, I honestly thought they called that foul on number 12, but I think they actually called it on number 22. 12-9 the game, 22 being Omar Lewis. We're not able to see the board that has the personal fouls, which is over here, but which is right over our head. But they'll get a couple of substitutes in now. 3:47 to go third quarter, and it's going to be a running clock in the fourth quarter unless we make a huge, huge improvement. 59-22 after two made free throws by Tay Fairman. And here's Lockwood, who made two of those three-pointers in the first half himself. Ward's got it to Lockwood. Down on the baseline, it goes back to Lockwood. Thought about a three, went between his legs. He'll kick it inside to the big man, and that's a double dribble, and they didn't call it on him. He kicks it back out for a three. I don't know how many three-pointers Kareem Ward's got to go hit.
That's five so far.
There's a lot of them. T.D. Smith for three. We can't swap buckets with him, but a big shot for the senior. His last go-round here, 62-25. And now the big man will try a three, and guess what? I don't know how many three-pointers they have. We're not keeping up with stats. It's impossible to, but I'd love to know.
And the PA lady's got to have a tired voice.
Yeah. And Tay Fairman could not get his shot to go, but Tay Truss gets a rebound, and he's going to be fouled. And that foul's going to go against Kareem Ward. And that's third foul on Ward. Him and the big man Mayfield couldn't get out of there quick enough if it's me. But you know what the scary thing about this is, KJ?
Yeah, what's that?
Every one of these guys you're going to see again. Tay Truss goes down the lane, and he knew that the big man had three fouls and didn't want to try to swat that one, so Truss put it in, 65-27. I didn't stutter. We're down by 38 points.
Yeah, it's not been pretty so far, and Sheely just stripped it from Brandon Lockwood.
Yeah, and here comes Tay Fairman. He'll go down the lane, lay it up and in.
And like I said, it's a blowout, but, you know, Lockwood a minute ago, between the legs, not even dribbling, obvious hot dogging move, and next time down the floor gets his pocket pick. So
they'll try another long three with Mr. Mayfield, and guess what?
I think at this point, Dad, they're just trying to see how many they can make on us.
And to be honest with you, there's no telling at this point.
And I hate to just say it like that, but, I mean, it's obvious that that's –
they just shot another one. It goes long rebound, goes back to Ward.
Here comes a step back.
Yep, he's going to try one. His is no good. Come on, calling over the back foul now. And that one clearly went off our hands, but Lockwood went way over the back of Tay Truss to try to get that ball, and there's no whistle there. 1:35 to go third quarter, and it is a 39-point Hale County lead.
A lot to a little.
Step back three for Jordan Lewis. That's a different Lewis. His shot no good. We finally get a rebound. Here comes Chilsburg. Calhoun to Tay, being trapped. He'll get it to Truss. Truss is going to travel and turn it over.
You know, I do like that Tay Truss is being deliberate and trying to be aggressive and drive to the lane and not settling for a bait three, which is what they want you to do. Their MO is to sag back on three and to try to let you shoot it so they can get a rebound and go shoot one of their own. That's all they're going to do.
And they tried another one. That one was way off from Jordan Lewis. Here comes Childersburg. They'll kick it out. T.D. Smith for three. No good. In and out. It's nothing but a three-point shooting contest now. They get it down the floor quickly. And that shot by Lewis was no good. But Brandon Calhoun
got back to bother it.
Yeah, he did. And Seneca Sheely was just absolutely hammered to the ground just now. No call.
Yeah, I think Andrew Collins thought it was football.
And they're shot by
Andrew Collins.
No good, but they'll get it back. Another shot, no good. Lewis, now they'll kick it. And get an open three by Kavion Rhines. This is no good. How many shots are they going to get? And jump ball. Every player on their team shot a shot that time down the floor. So they got five looks at it at least. We forced a jump ball, and we're going to have the last possession of this quarter, or maybe. Seneca Sheely will shoot it from three off front iron, no good, and they will get the final shot.
He's just been unable to get any kind of consistent rhythm going. He hit a few short shots to start this second half, but nothing since.
Long three-pointer by Lockwood, no good at the buzzer. Will take a heave. Oh, boy, and that was three-quarter court by Tay Truss, and it almost went home, but nevertheless, 68-29. Childersburg's got one more quarter in their season, and we'll come to it right after this. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Hale County will get it to start the fourth quarter, and I think you've seen the last of their starters. As this 8 minutes will run off pretty quickly. Here's Lockwood. He'll get it down underneath, and boy, they miss a layup with Andrew Collins, the junior. Seneca Sheely from three, no good. We just keep shooting them. We'll get the rebound with Brandon Calhoun. His putback's good.
Yeah, really good to see Brandon start to come into his own the second half of this game. As he's going to be a huge glue piece for us next year, probably an increased role, I'm assuming. He's made great strides to end this season. So just wanted to shout Brandon Calhoun out and some of these other guys, you know, that don't usually run the show but have really played well tonight. One of them, I think, is Tay Truss in his last outing as a Childersburg Tiger.
Yeah, steal by Hale County. They'll go down and try a shot, and the foul's going to be called on Seneca Sheely. By the way, you were just talking about those two guys, KJ. Brandon Calhoun and Tay Truss will start swinging the bats as of Monday. They're both on the Tiger baseball team. And good players. So for Coach Will Donahue, that starts next Saturday. Opening day for Tiger baseball. Excuse me, next Saturday. And Jordan Lewis, I don't think he could put one in right now, KJ. Bless his heart. He's the lone sophomore on this team. They got one sophomore, one freshman, and the rest of them are juniors. And he couldn't throw it in the ocean if he was standing on the sand.
About like us in the first half.
I was fixing to say. Well, really about like us all night. We only have 31 points here. And we throw it away again. Here's Lockwood. He stole it. He'll go down, throw it up. No good. Their tip, no good. And I'm telling you, Jordan Lewis has got to be thinking there's a lid on that rim. He couldn't get it to go. Here's Chillsburg one more time. Down by a lot. And a three-pointer, no good by Seneca. And there is Hezekiah. And I talked about getting him in there along with Duke Fairman to see if they could maybe get some buckets down the lane, and Lockwood will go down the lane.
Oh my goodness. Now we're calling touchy reaches with 6 minutes to go in a running clock.
Well,
and a
like
38
I said,
point effort.
Yeah, a 35 point game. It does you no good to call those fouls.
That's
now
my point.
Those fouls
wow.
should have been being called in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and
very just, inconsistent.
Yeah, that's putting it very nicely. To the point that it's almost a discrepancy.
Now, not to say that officiating is what's causing us to lose this game. I'm not saying that at all. Just need to be some much better consistency from our guys in the strike zone.
The elbow on Duke Fairman was really dangerous, and I hope that somebody in the stands kind of talks to the AHSAA. That was really bad, and if they keep allowing stuff like that to happen, players are going to get hurt.
Into the game for the first time, senior Tory Wells for Chillsburg. And see, now they're going to call a pushing foul on number 23.
It's almost laughable,
Collins.
Isn't it?
It is. And that, like I said, that play has been happening all night. Now, I want to know, Coach Antoine Butler is sending in his two starting guards and Zamarion Johnson and Tristan Perry back into the game
to see how many points they can reach.
Well, I don't know. We'll wait. But he'll also get Chris Edwards back in there. Chris is not a starter. May just be to give some of these other guys a blow. They've been in there for a while. They're not used to playing this much.
True.
69-33. Tay Fairman will get it in the backcourt. He'll come down the middle of the lane, pull up in front of the free throw line, and, I mean, it is just bad. But look at big Hezekiah battling in there, getting it and putting it back in. 69-35. 34-point lead for Hale County. Long three-pointer by Ryan's no good. Childersburg, good job on the boards, and here come the Tigers. Tay to Hezekiah down low. Hezekiah's making a living so far.
Yeah, they don't really have anybody in there that can they can check him, and they've just been doing simple screen and rolls and letting him work from the middle. Simple basketball, but it's working.
Scoop shot by Perry, no good. It goes out of bounds off of Hale County. And again, I'm going to say this. This style of offense is going to hurt Hale County the further they go into this state playoffs because they don't take any kind of time.
Nope.
They're going to shoot it no matter if they're up 30 or down 30.
And when they play a better offense that values their possessions and has good scoring first halves, they're not going to have a 30-point lead to have house money with, you know?
And Hezekiah Parker gets it off the miss of Brandon Calhoun. He'll go back up. And you see Coach Butler is displeased enough that he's going to bring back his other two starters and Gage Mayfield and also Omar Lewis. And Hezekiah can't make the free throw go. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. And in comes Mayfield and Lewis. So basically his starters back on the floor with the exception of Zion Collins, the freshman, who's out there with the other four starters. Hezekiah missed both free throws. Here's Lewis. He'll give it up to Perry. Perry working against and goes right by Tay Fairman, and Tay Fairman fouls him, and Perry will go to the line. 32-point lead for the Wildcats. And KJ, we haven't talked about this much, but a 3A gym here is kind of a small seating gym. But what a pretty place this is.
Yeah, good colors. The hardwood on the floor is really nice and a welcoming atmosphere for sure. And something else about this this Hale County team, I think I've counted 6 or 7 made free throws, and they probably got about 14 or 15 attempts.
Yeah.
They're probably pushing, as another miss right there, right on cue, they're probably pushing about 40% from the free throw line, and that's also not going to get it done the further you go into these state playoffs.
That's a brilliant point. Torrey Wells lost it out of bounds, so here's Hale County with it. The freshman will get it to in the corner to Lewis. Lewis back, and now they'll get it to the big man, Gage Mayfield. And Mayfield gets it back to a 34-point lead after his baseline drive and put in. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Torrey Smith will drive down the lane, leave it short. And we're fighting for it. Hezekiah's got it. And he worked it up and over the big man and in for two. How about that?
Nice effort on the glass to set that up. And then good patience, as you said, going up and over the big man. Hezekiah's really played well to end this game. Good confidence booster for him for next season.
Missed by the freshman Zion Collins. Here comes Childersburg. Knocked out of bounds by Johnson of Hale County. And now you'll see Lockwood come back in there. And now you see Duke Fairman come back in there. Hezekiah got a little smile on his face.
Yeah, feels good to be effective from the field as a player. And, you know, he's kind of struggled at times this year finding his spot in rotations. Coaching staff and Hezekiah have not been on the same page at times. But the end of this game, he has really showed, I think, this coaching staff that he's serious about his commitment for next year. He wants to be a part of this team, and I think he should as long as he keeps getting better.
Get Duke Fairman off the assist from his brother. 71-41. As the starters now out of the game for Hale County, with the exception of this guy with the ball, and he's been the one that has really hurt us tonight. That's Omar Lewis. Now go down the lane.
That's going to be a goal 10.
It's going to be a goal 10, but it was never going to go in because the initial shot was blocked.
Yeah.
Give Perry the bucket. And here comes Tay Truss back in there. He will get Brandon Calhoun. So all three seniors for Coach Johnny Johnson are on the floor right now. T.D. Smith, Tay Truss, and Torrey Wells. Three-pointer by Tay Fairman, no good. 35 seconds to go in the game and a 32-point lead.
I wonder if they hold or if they put one up. I say they put one up.
It's going up. Wow. And there it was. Three-pointer by. That was Edwards who missed it. Childers got it. Tay Truss, he had a three-pointer, had it stripped away. Here comes Perry. Layup that time for Jordan Lewis.
Nice class.
Oh, yeah. T.D. Smith. Nice dish underneath. Fairman. Duke Fairman lays it in. 75-43 is going to be the final tonight. I'm going to let KJ give his thoughts not only on this game tonight, but this season as well.
Well, I think this was a challenging season coming in, looking at the still some youth on this team from last year to this year, as you said. Only a few seniors. It was never going to be an experienced squad. But I think, you know, they won 17 basketball games and looked good against some bigger schools at times, had some signature moments, just don't quite have enough shooting and discipline yet. But defensively, they can still be good. They give up 75 today, and I think that was more so the style of offense that these Cats play. And they're good. They have some skilled shooters, but I definitely think that this game is worse than what Childersburg's talent shows, in my humble opinion.
No doubt about it. And, of course, 75-43, Hale County wins it. They'll move on to the region at Alabama State in Montgomery. And they'll play on Wednesday at 10:30, if memory serves me correct. And, of course, we'll take a two-hour track back home. We'll start up the baseballs and softballs this week with most teams. So we'll be in action somewhere. Just look to our sports schedules and make sure that we're probably going to be calling baseball this next Saturday, baseball or softball one somewhere. So until then, for KJ McCurley, I'm Dave McCurley. Childersburg season ends at 17-14. We'll see you, baseball diamond, probably this next Saturday. Until then, God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Dumb Tar Tiger Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.